You're listening to Operation Self Reset, all about brain and body energy. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self Reset. My name is Jake Naraki, and today's show is brought to you by Love Pop. Unlock special pricing for five or more cards and get free shipping on any other order by going to lovepop.com/reset. Thanks again to Love Pop for sponsoring the show. So today we have an awesome episode. It is perfect timing for what is happening here in the United States of America. If you're from out of the country and you don't know what us Americans do this time of year in November, this episode comes out one day before our biggest eating holiday, and that is Thanksgiving. It's where people we love, people we hate, come together at a home and eat an ungodly, ridiculous amount of sweet, sweet food. It is an amazing day, of course, but along with that, there are a lot of repercussions that happen on our body. Now, before I get into all the science with the research of food and nutrition, I want to share this idea that when it comes to traditions and the way that we go about our lives, there are certain kind of key block points through our year that we always hit upon. One of them could be your birthday, the New Year's, of course, Christmas time, the 4th of July, or kind of an independence holiday, depending on where you're from. These Hallmark holidays, almost quote-unquote made-up holidays, like Valentine's Day or Sweetest Day, things that are kind of plugged into our routine of the year. And we kind of highlight these holidays as almost like roadmaps, as almost like speed humps in our year, and we understand, oh man, it's already Thanksgiving. Wow, it is almost the end of the year. I got to get shopping done for Christmas. It's kind of like the red flare up in the middle of the night, or holiday is coming. Wow, the leaves are falling. It is starting to get later in the year. New Year's is coming. All those different things. And these are nothing more than identifiers for us to open up and go, wow, a realization of how fast this year really does fly by. And so for you in that progression, of course, we're caught up in what is going on right here, right now in the United States. We're caught up in the holiday tradition full-fledged. Not only do we join together on Thanksgiving Day, we eat ridiculous amounts of food, and then we take a little bit of a breather, we watch some football, or we go play some football, we probably drink some alcohol, we drink some coffee, we then let that sit on top of all that food, and then we layer on a nice little plethora of desserts, probably starting with the pumpkin pie. Now, in that progression, we understand that there's a lot of chaos that happens not only on that day, but afterwards, as in Black Friday, the stresses of running around, handling the crowds, trying to buy gifts, the hottest gifts for all the kids and vice versa, and all this different types of stuff. And so for us, we need to take care of what is the most important, precious thing that we have. We understand that gifts are important. We understand that holiday traditions are key. We understand that going to a place where coworkers are gathered or family is gathered is the whole reason why we have these holidays. But at the end of the day, what is the real underlying truth that we need to always solidify, we always need to work on, we always need to take care of? And that is our body. Our body is the vessel. Our body is that thing, no matter what happens to us, if we're uber successful or we fall apart, our body is always going to be there. We're either going to have ailments or we're always going to be in great physical shape. The choice is literally yours. And that's the unique thing about this information I'm going to share is nothing more than a choice. And as we know, when we are trying to choose on how to go about taking care of our mind, our body, energy, there's so much information. There is so many TED Talks. There's so many neuroscience researchers that are publishing their publications and their documentations and their research and all the craziness that comes with taking care of our body to the fullest. And in that progression, I have stumbled across a couple of things that I really want to highlight to you guys, not so much as what you should be doing, but more of a wake-up call. And I say that because right now, I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The winter's coming. When winter comes, it's nice to grab a delicious, you know, sugar-filled coffee, pumpkin spice latte that just warms you from, you know, head to toe. And it's really nice to kind of layer on some clothes and not to care about how your body looks because you want to stay warm. And you know what? You kind of forgive yourself for eating some late popcorn in the evening or some sugary snacks because you think, well, you know what? It's the holiday season. You know what? I'll do it when November 1st. And these all these different ideas and feelings and emotions come into the picture. And next thing you know, we're out of shape. We're out of our ideal weight and all that different types of stuff. And the reason why I say this is a wake-up call more than an information to you is because it's a wake-up. It really hit me as a wake-up call. And the reason why I say that is because I know this stuff that I should be doing. And chances are the things that I'm going to say to you, you know too. But are you really doing them? And I say that not as a way of you know, how you should, you know, eat and prepare your meals and what you should have on your plate, but it's more of a wake-up call as in, you know what, I got to get back to the fundamentals of taking care of thyself. And we understand the importance of taking care of the brain, right? Not only from the retrospect of putting good information in, you're doing a great job right here, right now, of providing some amazing, you know, listening to some good information that can hopefully rise your tide of brain energy and science and ability, but also too, taking care of the underlying factors of how the body works, where do we get our energy from, so we can perform at our highest. Because there is nothing more disappointing than an individual that has access to the world information. I mean, look at this. This podcast is free. It's delivered to your phone automatically. I don't even know how they do that, and I'm hosting a podcast. But nonetheless, you won't listen to it if you are not in the right state of reference. If you're not feeling like you want to learn something new or do something cool, you're not going to open up this podcasting app. You're not going to listen to this episode. You're not going to listen to the other episodes that are out there in the world today if you're not feeling in that right kind of zone. And the only way to feel good is to take care of your body so it can react and prepare you for what is ahead. Now, in a retrospect here, in a little bit of a side story, when it comes to our health, we understand that if you were to take a young horse that has a potential of winning multiple championships, multiple races, and somebody said to you that this horse is if you take care of it, if you groom it, if you feed it good, if you exercise it, if you give it good water, if you clean its pen, this horse is guaranteed to give you $5 million over the course of the next 10 years. Would you do it? Heck yeah, you do it. You'd be like, what? Okay, all I have to do is take care of the horse a little bit, and this thing is guaranteed to get me that type of result. Now, some of you guys are listening like, well, I'm not driven by money. I'm not driven by this or that. That's fine. Just change the example however you see fit. But all I can say is this. Money is one of those things that will not buy you happiness. It will not buy you an amazing relationship. It will not buy you kids that love you or anything like that. But it will buy you some freedom, some leverage that maybe will reduce some stress or reduce some other things. So I'm just using it as a good example. So don't ridicule me or criticize me on that retrospect. But anyway, so if you took care of that animal and it gave you a $5 million return on investment over 5 years, would you do it? Again, it's simple. It's things that you already know that you should be doing, right? Exercising, feeding it well, giving it good water, just cleaning its stall, and of course, letting it go and compete at these races. But you're not dealing with that. You're just providing the equipment, for say. Now, the same applies to you. If I was to say to you that if you took care of your child and you gave it everything that it needed, you know, training and exercise and all that stuff, it could give you a good return on investment. Now, chances are you're thinking, well, that's not possible because the competition out there today is so astronomical. There's no way that my son or daughter would be able to compete on a world stage like the Olympics or the Super Bowl or whatever sports that you're into at that level. And I agree with you full-heartedly. But if you look at the history books, if you look at the research of the people that have done those monumental kind of victorious, at you know, like the Michael Phelps of winning countless gold medals, or the other great basketball players or football players or whoever you idolize in the world of athletics, if you read about them, they're nothing more than young kids that had a itch, that enjoyed the sport for what it was, and they had good talent. But off of that talent, they obviously built upon that. They got the right coaches, they got the right food, they got the right people around them, the right trainers to make sure you know the body was working right. And we understand that. Again, simple stuff here. I'm not saying anything that's like like, whoa, where are you coming from? This is left field kind of things. This is, you know, what is this, alien science time? No, this is things that you already know. So when I say, I'm really building this up here. What I'm going to say here is nothing new, but the research is there, and it's absolutely things that you and I should be doing more of. And the reason why I say I is because I get into these kicks of doing green smoothies. I do green smoothies for like 4 months at a time, and then I put away that blender, and I'm like, oh man, it takes too long to blend. I got to get the fruit, I got to get the vegetables, I got to get everything out, I got to pour it in, I got to blend it up, all that different types of stuff, and it's taxing, right? Time. We need to speed things up. And so this, by reading some of this science, some of this ideas, I was like, I got to get back into the swing of things. So take this nothing more than a wake-up call and maybe implement a couple of these into your new routine. Don't wait until January 1st of 2018 for you to start this. There's no better time to start a new diet, a new health routine, than now. If you are going to wait, you are sacrificing and absolutely irritating your body beyond possibly repair. It's about time that you take full control of your body and your health right here, right now, by listening to this couple of stuff. All right, so with that being said, let's dive into the content. Hey guys, I want to talk about our sponsor for today. Today's show is brought to you by Love Pop. They make amazing cards. To unlock special pricing for five or more cards and get free shipping on any order, go to lovepop.com/reset. Here are a couple highlights about the company. They have been featured on The View, Good Morning America, Forbes, 2020, The Talk, CNN, and recently they won one of Inc.'s design awards in the reinvention category. Love Pops are more than cards. They are unforgettable gifts that you can send in an envelope. Each one is laser cut, hand assembled, and designed to surprise and delight. The purpose of every Love Pop is to create a moment of connection between you and the people you care about. Now, honestly, guys, I'm going to be serious here. I have been able to receive a couple of Love Pop cards a couple of months ago when they were on the show, and I will be honest with you, amazing quality. They are awesome. You open up the card, it's a 3D image of an amazingly designed, handcrafted card that it's like, whoa. I was able to send out three cards to three different people, and I got amazing responses because of the card itself. Now, when was the last time that you sent out a gratitude letter that somebody could use it? When did you send out a letter, period? And I'm telling you, if you're looking to make an impact this holiday season, I would invest in Love Pop, a high-quality, amazing card company that delivers. They have amazing designs that will wow anybody that you send them to. And again, if you want to get yourself some unique pricing for five or more cards and get free shipping on any other order, go to lovepop.com/reset. Again, lovepop.com/reset. Honestly, amazing card company that will create an amazing memory for the individual you send it to. I'm not saying that because they're telling me to, or they're paying me to say it, but I'm saying it because honestly, legitimately, from my heart, from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a Midwest dude, they're a really awesome company, really high quality stuff. Go to lovepop.com and just check them out. And if you want to get some premium pricing, amazing free shipping, in time for the holiday season, head on over to lovepop.com/reset to get special pricing for five or more cards and get free shipping on any other order by going to lovepop.com/reset. Thank you guys. I appreciate your time. We will continue now with the episode. So the reason why this kind of started for me personally, I was reading a new book by Dave Asprey. And Dave Asprey, I don't know if you guys heard of him. He's the guy that kind of created the bulletproof coffee. It's putting, you know, butter or coconut oil in your coffee, blending it up, drinking it, and then, you know, it helps give you more energy, longer kick with the caffeine, all the quote-unquote health benefits that are associated with it. And as I started reading this book, there's a lot of good research and science behind how our body functions, how our body gets energy. And energy comes from this basically this super small microscopic powerhouse. And these powerhouses are filled within each cell. And so I'm going to say that mitochondria. Mitochondria is basically these little power generators that live inside of our cells. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, well, how many cells live in the human body first off? Well, science has kind of varied. There's between 15 to 70 trillion cells in the human body. All different shapes, all different forms, all are used in different assets. But the reoccurring theme inside of every single cell is that there's thousands, yes, thousands of these small little generators called mitochondria that live inside of each one of those cells. So you have 1,000 of these mitochondria, basically little power generators, inside of each cell. As in, so one cell has 1,000 mitochondria. The human body has between 15 to 70 trillion cells. So I don't even do the math on that. It's, I don't even know what the next term beyond trillion, quadrillion, whatever it is. It's a monumental task. And so the question is, and with the research, and this is based on research, this isn't Jake's just ideas or what I think on how things work, is that they understand with research and documentation that by taking care of the mitochondria, you can take care of your body. You can increase your brain power, you can increase your overall energy, and you can increase your overall well-being, as in taking care and fortifying your body so that you're not on medication, you're not in irritation, you're not in inflammation, and of course, you will live a better and healthier life. Again, this is not me, this is science. Do your own research if you feel that I'm not correcting or getting it right. So I'm not going to really dive deep into the research papers or what Stanford or Harvard did. And, you know, they did a test of 10 to 20 people and all these craziness. But what I'm going to really boil down is, how do we take care of our mitochondria to the point that we can reap the benefits of getting great energy for brain power and body power, to remove medications, for us to function healthy and well-being, and for us to perform at our highest. Now, the reason why I feel that this is so important is because I do this thing called the awesome sauce, where you stand in a position of power and you scream at the top of your lungs, "I'm freaking awesome." It's more of a statement, a power move, a whatever you want to call it, to kind of connect with who we are and what we're about, for us to kind of rise up to the occasion of what we have to give to this world, because we all have more to give than what we're currently giving. And in the moment when we scream, "I'm freaking awesome," it feels good. You get this tingle, you get this energy, you get almost like this vibration around your body. And there's a lot of other ways to create that type of energy, right? From bouncing in place, to listening to music and dancing, to screaming, to shouting, to moving your face, to smiling for 10 minutes on end, from slapping and doing Qigong, to all these different unique ways to get that energy up in our body. And I think that's really crucial, right? But as we know with motivation, or watching a motivational video or listening to motivational content, it only lasts so far, because when we get distracted, our energy kind of starts to dip, and then we start to go into a regular routine. And so by me stating what I'm going to state here of how do we take care of those small power generators inside of each one of our cells to the point of it can carry on that energy longer than screaming, "I'm freaking awesome," longer than doing or striking a power pose or dancing or jumping up and down, longer than doing Qigong or doing any other technique on meditation on how to bring that energy up into our being. This is going at the molecular level. I don't even know if I said that right, but it's based off of the simple principles of what you know you should be doing, as more of a wake-up call on what we should be doing on a regular basis, instead of knowing more of the doing aspect. Because a lot of us listen to podcasts or different types of show, and we know we should do this. We know we should do that. We know how to do that, or we know we should or shouldn't, or whatever the case may be. But the chances are you really doing it? Between the know and the do is a huge gap. And hopefully I can force you into the doing as opposed to just knowing. And so the research goes like this. How do we take care of the mitochondria to the point that it can absolutely change our energy levels? We know the understanding that if our energy is increased, we are able to output more things. And output can come in different facets, from our brain power to our body power, to the way that we perform, and of course, the emotions that are associated with it. Did you know that there's a huge relationship between our gut health and our emotional well-being? Did you know that a lot of depression, anxiety resides in the gut, in the bacteria that lies within the gut? And there's a huge connection between the types of food that we put into our body to the way that our body reacts and the way that we feel. We kind of understand that if we put bad in, we're going to get somewhat of bad out. But chances are that you don't understand what kind of bad stuff you're putting in because you probably have drifted into a comfort zone. You have drifted into an area where you're kind of used to buying the same things at the grocery store. And so here we go. I'm going to wake you up and I'm going to have you guys start to understand what you need to bring more of into your lifestyle so that you can get the benefits of the mitochondria to be firing on all cylinders, those thousands of generators inside of each cell. So each of those 15 to 70 trillion cells in your body can be firing all at once for you to perform at your highest. Because a reset is nothing more than getting back to your fundamental principles. But imagine that if you resetted yourself and instead of just turning on your hard drive, you turned on the turbo Intel Core 9000 turbo hard drive. That would be pretty freaking awesome, wouldn't it be? So the first thing that they suggest when it comes to it enhancing the mitochondria is, number one, making sure that we have the basics covered. Number one, breathing, right? As in taking those breaths, making sure that we're in clean environments. Easier said than done. If you live in a city where there's smog or there's a lot of crap in the air, try to get yourself into an environment or outside of the city every once in a while to get the good air into your body, and or buy a purifier to purify your air in your home. May not be ideal for most people, so that's why I'm going to go to the things that we can actually control. Number two is water. You can go weeks, 10 days without food, but you can only last a couple of days without water. Water is crucial. For me personally, I drink between 2 to 3 gallons of water every single day. I don't say that to impress you. I say that because I had really severe migraines, and I did my own research that a lot of migraines and head irritation comes from a lack of hydration, and so I kind of got hooked on drinking a copious amounts of water. For you, I suggest that you increase it at least by 1 liter a day. That is a challenge to you. It's not so much a suggestion, it's a challenge that I'm throwing in your lap to see if you take it. The second idea off of water is to make sure that you get your water from a good source. Now, I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. About 10 years ago, we had a horrible cryptosporidium breakout, which just wiped out the population here in the Milwaukee area. Some people died from dehydration. It irritated a lot of people. Bottled water was running off the shelves. And as we can see through the country, through the world, clean water is an issue. And so supposedly after the crypto issue, they rehabbed the whole water plant, and supposedly we have the best water in the country. I don't know. I mean, that's what they're selling us on TV anyway. Who knows if it's true? But anyway, try to make sure that you're getting your water from a good source. Now, of course, if you're not getting it from the city and just get a regular filter system and or buy yourself a gallon of bottled water once a day, you can go to Walmart and get yourself a very good purified spring water. Get a spring water, not purified water, because spring water is moving water. Moving water has a little more elements and minerals in it as opposed to purified water. Purified water is basically everything is stripped out of it. And so if you were to buy a gallon of water or water off a shelf or whatever the case may be, try to get it from a spring water source as opposed to a pure or purified water source. It gives you a little extra minerals to help that body out. I'm not saying that you need to go to the store and buy a gallon of water, but I'm just suggesting it that if you live in an area where you know your water is not ideal, the best way to start flushing out the toxins out of your mitochondria is to start drinking copious amounts of water. The water is not designed for you just to feel good and, hydrated. Of course, those are the benefits. But the real key here is that you want to start flushing out the toxins out of that mitochondria. The only way to do that is to take iodine, which is iodine is in seaweed and a couple other vegetables. You can do your own research, but iodine is crucial for really pulling and extracting those toxins inside of your body and pulling them out and extracting them through you know way. So let's get into the real context here. All right, we understand that food is probably the most potent source for myelin to thrive off of. Number one, if you don't get anything else out of this episode in particular, sugar is the criminal. Sugar is the guy that will deteriorate your body quicker than anything else. If you want to improve your myelin, you have to start by decreasing the amount of sugar that you eat per day. That may start by just removing one soda can. That may start by removing one sugar packet from your coffee or wherever the case may be. You know how much sugar you're putting into your body. Start the process of at least removing some of it today or tomorrow, depending on when you start this. It's not easy to do. You enjoy your sweets. I get it. Our body is trained. We different neurons in our brain fires when we have sugar, so it feels really good, but you're really harming your mitochondria extensively by keeping that sugar in your system. So the first thing that we need to do is to make sure that we're eating our greens. I know I've said it before. You heard this before. Again, it's nothing new. But the vitamins that we need from our greens are vitamin B, A, C, and K. And if you're looking for the one source, the one green that you could start to eat today that could alter the mitochondria in your body to start to generate more energy for you, for your overall well-being, that would be kale. Kale has the most diverse network of vitamins within one green vegetable. Spinach is really good. Popeye the Sailor Man, he's awesome. He has big muscles. But kale is the new power green out there in the world that punches a lot more diverse vitamins than just spinach alone. So if you're looking to incorporate one green in your diet specifically, head for kale, of course. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, I'm unable to get real fresh vegetables wherever I'm at, try to do your due diligence and do your homework and research and get a green supplement from some type of green drink online. I'm not affiliated with any green drink. Maybe I should start making my own or private labeling the company that I absolutely love, because there's a lot of benefits of getting your greens in, and chances are you're not getting them in on a daily basis because you don't have the time. Having fresh produce in your fridge is hard to do. You only shop once a week. By the time you get it in your fridge, it rots. You don't eat it all the time. You don't like the taste of it. All that stuff. I get it. I'm a human too. So if you want to incorporate more greens into your diet, you need to start to get those any way possible. And if they come in the powder form, then go for it. You need to start enhancing that mitochondria today. The second thing is you need to start incorporating sulfur-rich food. The sulfur-rich foods are basically boil down to a couple things that you know well, your cabbages, your broccolis or cauliflowers, and your onions. Now, if you don't like any of those, well, then you got to figure out some other sulfur foods that you can start to implement. They say, statistically and research-based, that sulfur-rich foods are exactly what the mitochondria need to thrive. And to thrive, that means to live and to be abundant and to be strong. The greens, the kale, will be able to give it the fuel. The mitochondria is going to be the high-quality furnace that fuel is going into, if that makes sense to you. The last thing that you need to incorporate more of is colors from fruits or vegetables. They leave that very open-ended. The more color in the fruit or the vegetable will be beneficial for the free radicals and the antioxidants that can benefit the overall kind of house that furnace is in, aka the mitochondria. Because like I said, there's thousands of those inside of each cell. And so the kale is the fuel. The sulfur-rich foods are the high-quality, very robust, very awesome furnace, and then the colors is basically the structure. The structure of the house that furnace lives in to make sure it's strong, tight, and we can really benefit from that fuel that is getting generated. Now, the last thing is iodine. Iodine, like I said, is very crucial because it is one of the only I don't want to say supplements, but one of the only vitamins. I don't even know if iodine is a vitamin, but I'm really tripping on my tongue here. Iodine is one of the only things that will remove and extract toxins from the mitochondria. So if you're looking to kind of start to flush your body, Iodine is very plethora rich in seaweed. And you're thinking, seaweed, there's no way I can eat seaweed. It comes in two forms. It comes dried in like little trays. You can get them at health stores. You can buy them in bulk at Costco or Sam's Club. Or they come in a powder form too. You can actually get green powdered drinks with iodine or seaweed included for those health benefits. Now, of course, there are some other things that we need to do. We need to consistently move, right? We need to sweat. Sweating is the process of removing, kind of opening up our pores and removing the water that we have drank from our spring source and kind of getting that rotational basis, almost like a water wheel. Water goes in, it kind of rotates down and it gets kicked out. The more that water wheel is spinning, the better your body is going to function. And then lastly, if we want to make sure that our mitochondria is able to regenerate, there are two things that we can do. Number one, have better quality sleep. That means reducing our caffeine around 2 p.m. before we go to bed. And then, of course, the blue light, which is the criminal of zapping our ability to fall asleep quicker, better, and have a high quality sleep. So those are the two kind of things I want to throw at you. Anything more is going to be way too much. And then the last thing that you should be looking into on your own would be to fasting. Fasting is basically stating that from the time I'm done eating dinner, I'm not going to eat for 12 or 18 hours until the next meal. And the theory behind fasting is that it allows your body a break from digesting food on a regular basis to start to kind of repair things that are going on within your body. And the same applies to the mitochondria inside of the cell. Cell repair only happens when you are at rest or you're not eating. When you start to eat, even though it's really good food, even though it's really high quality food, your body throws a lot of energy to break up that madness inside of your gut, to extract it, to remove it, to push it down, to move it left and right, all those different types of things. And if you feel that your body needs a little bit of repair, if your skin isn't looking as good as it could be, or your body isn't healing as well as it should, try fasting, do your own homework. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. Do your own business on that retrospect. So that is truly the idea behind mitochondria. When I realized this, it was more of a slap in the face, like, all right, man, I got to get my stuff together here. This is ridiculous. I've really been slacking here on the green vegetables. I've been doing a good job of having general good well-being in eating, but this was a good wake-up call for me, especially during a time when we're going to be throwing a lot of things down our throats that is not going to be ideal. This isn't saying that you need to shock the whole body and throw everything away, but this is a reminder of what you need to be doing if you feel that you're dragging, you're not clear on your thoughts, if you're not having energy, you're sleeping in, you're unable to always quote unquote make it to the gym because you have other things going on, all those different types of things that are quote unquote holding you back, this can be a wake up call for you to get yourself back in the saddle of getting some good energy for you. Because like I said early on in this podcast, your body is your vessel. It is your thing that will be with you from the start and to the finish. And if you want to have a very long, healthy finish line, then you got to start taking care of your body. And I don't care if you're 20 or 90 years old right here, right now, anything that you do to improve yourself will have results guaranteed. I can't quote, you know, I can't give you a money back guarantee because this is a free show. But with that, it is a great way for you guys to at least start the process of understanding what can you do today to get yourself in the mindset of getting a good energy level. So that was a big pill to swallow. I appreciate you guys for paying attention and listening in. Hopefully that wakes you up too. Again, look, this is a feedback kind of podcast. This is not, I'm the king of the hill, I'm the creme de la creme, and listen to what I say. This is more of, look, let's go through this together. Let's figure this out. How can we improve ourselves 1% every single day? This was my big 1% for the day, and tomorrow I'm starting something different. So with that being said, I appreciate each and every one of you guys for taking time to listen to this show in particular. If you haven't already, please go to iTunes and leave a review for this show in particular. And if there's anything that I can do for you guys, let me know. Email me, jake@operationselfreset.com, or send me a text message, 414-550-4012. And that is all I got for you guys today. Go out there in the world today, serve a little bit of freaky awesomeness to somebody who needs it. And of course, when you have time, do your awesome sauce. Stand in a position of power with your hands overhead and scream at the top of the world, I'm freaking awesome! and have at it, because you guys are worth it. And if you like that feeling of when you scream, "I'm freaking awesome," and you want that a little bit more, a little longer than just the 20, 40, or even 5 minutes, then you got to start working on that mitochondria. That is the secret sauce that I'm bringing out in 2018, but I'm starting it right now. So with that being said, happy Turkey Day to all you fellow Americans. Happy, wonderful Wednesday to all you guys around the world. Appreciate you guys. Love the support. And if you guys want to get a t-shirt, stay tuned to next week. What next podcast episode, I'm going to be giving out 10 t-shirts to you guys free and clear. All I ask for you guys is to leave a review on iTunes, and we'll do that in the upcoming week here. So stay tuned for that. And until then, stay freaking awesome. Be freaking awesome. If you know somebody that needs a little bit of awesomeness in their life, please share this episode or this show with them. Take care, guys. We'll see you.